Sweeney, here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. President Donald Trump's approval rating has fallen in Tennessee. That's according to a new Vanderbilt University poll out today. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports the poll also shows that voters are thinking with their wallets ahead of the midterm elections.
Tennesseans' approval of President Trump has slid nearly 7 percentage points since November, down to just below half. Rising prices at the gas pump and grocery store could be a factor. The Vanderbilt poll finds that nearly half of the state is worried about affording food, rent, and gas. Those worries persist across party lines and income levels. State leaders have higher approval. 56% of Tennesseans approve of Governor Bill Lee. Republican gubernatorial candidates are trailing Lee, with U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn and Congressman John Rose both 5 percentage points behind the current governor, who is term limited. The poll also finds bipartisan concern for AI being used in healthcare and for an increased focus on domestic issues over international conflicts. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.
A Tennessee man jailed over a post he made about Charlie Kirk's assassination has just won a settlement for more than $800,000. Larry Buschert sued Perry County and its sheriff after he was held in jail for more than a month over the social media post. In it, he posted, quote, "This seems relevant today," next to a quote from President Trump, who said, "We have to get over it," about an Iowa school shooting. The 61-year-old retired police officer was initially charged with a felony for the post, with bail set at $2 million. During his time in jail, Buschert lost his post-retirement job. He also missed his wedding anniversary and the birth of his granddaughter, according to the lawsuit. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.